96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, get fit, and stay that way. You know, get it right, keep it tight. You want your mate to join you, but that seems to be a much tougher hill to climb. Well, tonight, we're going to help you get fit and keep that commitment and help you figure out how to get your better half to join you without you sleeping on the sofa. My guests are Sherelle Duncan, certified personal fitness trainer and creator of TheGoodThick.com, and Cootie Mack, personal trainer and founder of Be Yourself Daily. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Cootie, good to see you. Sherelle, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Happy belated Founders Day, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. You know, to all the good Kappas out there, they need to get in the gym or get on the road and do some push-ups themselves. Okay, so ladies first. You, Sherelle, are a fitness trainer. But what advice do you have for couples that perhaps want to do it together, but have a hard time getting together to do it when one just isn't motivated?
Well, I come from the same point where my husband and I, we do it together. We work out every day, Monday through Friday, from 1 to 3:30. And we also have a trainer. I'm a trainer that has a trainer. But I have clients that this is one of their main problems. They don't have the support from their husband, because mainly sometimes, you know, they don't show that they're ready. So I think that once you make up your mind and you show someone, this is what I'm going to do. This is my lifestyle now. I'm not moving back. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to work out. This is my entire lifestyle. This is not just right now for me to get into a dress. This is not right for right now for me to go to my high school reunion. No, this is my lifestyle. And what I've seen is that once my clients make up their mind, they throw all the bad stuff out in the refrigerator at home. They buy all new gym clothes and they stay committed and they make it their lifestyle. Eventually, the husband will slowly but surely say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I support you in this. I'm going to eat this food. They don't have a choice. The wife is cooking everything. So they don't have a choice to start to eat healthy.
Because usually it's the husbands that are the slobs. And
I can't say that. My husband actually pushes me more than I push him, to be honest with you.
But what if they are resistant? And because a lot of people believe that the family that works out together will stay together. Mm-hmm. So how do you get them motivated, or do you just go ahead and do it and hope that they will follow suit?
I've always been a huge advocate of actions speak louder than words. It's a very cliche phrase. However, it's very, very true to what it means. And I feel like I see it all the time. I've been a personal trainer for 3 years now. I've dealt with hundreds of women with serious emotional issues, serious mental issues, not like, you know, well, just mentally they can't get it right. But once they make up their mind, right, and they prove that this is what I'm going to do in actions, their husbands follow suit. They follow suit because they don't want it causes friction in the home. You know, when one wants to have fried foods and the other one wants to have baked fish, you know, I want fried fish. Well, I want baked fish. And it causes an issue. And it's like, listen, we're not eating fried fish. I'm putting my foot down. This is what we're going to do. And this is how it's going to be. So I see that it changes once they finally make up their mind and show in their actions that this is how it's going down in the household.
That's definitely, you know, the woman's point of view. So Cootie, I need you to finish this sentence as it relates to getting one's mate to be motivated. Baby,
I know you. I love you. And because I love you, I want what's best for you. You at your best, is us at our best. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's even how even my slogan, Be Your Best Daily, that's where that comes from. It's like everything starts from you being your best. So if you're your best, then everything else starts to radiate goodness around you. Mm-hmm. So the approach, another approach, is just coming to your mate out of love, not judging. I'm always about being transparent and always first and foremost owning whatever stuff you have. So if you're not tight, you know, to Sherelle's point, get yourself together, start demonstrating that you want to be right. And then say, look, I love you. These things. I mean, ultimately, there's an end result that comes from being unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And if you really just walk that all the way through, it doesn't go well. Honestly, it goes to death. So yeah. It's like, I don't want you to die. So let's dial it back from there. And how can we both live together and walk this thing together? And also remember that what works for one may not work for the other. So, for instance, with me, you know, I'm not necessarily, as I get more seasoned in life, I'm not all about the no pain, no gain. Mm-hmm. But I still push myself pretty hard. Now, my wife works out a lot, but she doesn't work out the same intensity. Mm-hmm. So it's like she might do like a 2-hour spin session where I might just do 30 minutes that just is like a gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't throw her to that. You know, I wouldn't throw her to the wolves like that. I'd be like, okay, look, let's find something that works for you. Let's figure out what works for you. So you know your mate's personality. You know your mate's vulnerabilities. And don't attack them there. Mm-hmm. You know, build them up from what their strengths and what their strong points are.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about keeping your fitness commitment and how to get your mate to come along with you. If you have some questions about staying fit and keeping to your commitment, now is the time. Cudi, I want to start back with you. A lot of people have a New Year's resolution to lose weight, whether they feel that they need to lose a few pounds or a lot. What do you recommend them? Wow. How do you recommend that they begin?
First, the best thing about January is that culturally, we all kind of have this peer pressure to resolve ourselves to do something. We start kind of gearing towards it as the holidays, you know, come through. We probably did a bunch of stuff during the holidays that took us off track. Mm-hmm. And so looking as you assess the year that just passed, look at the things that you fell short on. And again, what can you do to improve those things? And then the main thing I would say is whatever it is, start now. So even if you didn't start on January 1, January 2, it's January 6 right now, start now. Nobody's going to know that you didn't start on January 1st. And the peer pressure right now, more than any other time, up now till about January 22nd, the peer pressure all around will be moving in that direction. Even the most slothful person you know might be like, yeah, I guess I could, you know, try to lose some pounds. So that social pressure to feel like, man, I don't want to like turn down my plate to this or turn down this option. It's at its lowest right now. You will not seem crazy if you say, you know what, I'm trying to lose a couple pounds. I'm not going to eat, you know, I'm not going to eat that cake. I'm not going to have dessert. I'm not going to do meat.
Well, Sherelle, tell me how you would recommend that someone start off. Would you tell them go hard or go easy?
Well, see, what I've realized is that everyone has a different personality. Everyone has a different way of approaching executing their vision. So what I've done with my clients is we had a vision board gathering. Everybody comes together. Before we come to the gathering, everybody think about what is it that you want to execute in the years, in the following year, just that year. In that year, realistic goals. If you want to do 5 pounds a month, if you want to do 10 pounds a month, what is it that you need to change today that you're doing that? What is it that you're doing today that will not work towards those goals? So we started before January. We got like a head start. So we had a vision board party in December, and everybody put their goals on there. And from that, we hold each other accountable. So we have a chat group, and every day we check in. What's going on? How much water are you drinking? Send me a picture of your breakfast. Send me a picture of your snack. Send me a picture of your lunch. And these are some of the things that help these clients, help these people to reach their goals. Just knowing that you have someone that's going to hold you accountable and that cares, that cares about what I have for breakfast.
But tell me specifically how you would start someone off. If somebody says, look, I need to drop 2 suit sizes, or I need to drop 2 dress sizes, whether she's a size 10 or a size 16, what do you recommend if she has an unhealthy diet, if she's not exercising? What do you tell her?
Okay, I'll tell you about my challenge that I have now. So the challenge that I have now for this 30 days is no one in the group can have any alcohol. No alcohol. Cut it out. Wine, everything. Cut it out, because it's a vice that I know with some of the personalities.
Well, that ends my relationship with you.
My clients, they kicked and screamed, but I know that, you know, they like to party. They like to have a glass of wine or 2 or a bottle, you know, and it's like, those are things that will stop you. A whole bottle of wine or drinking or going out and cocktails and things like that. Cut that. Cut the artificial sweets. You know, no carbs after 2 or 3. Proteins, veggies. And we do a HIIT session every morning, 5 a.m. HIIT session from 5 to 5:20.
What is a HIIT session?
So it's high intense training.
Okay.
And it's intervals. So what we do is at 5 a.m., we get up in the morning at 5. We have a video. And I have them on video. It's a virtual training. And it's about 10 women. And what we do is we go hard for 20 minutes, activating that energy first thing in the morning. And so that makes them not want to, if you're tired, but after you've done all of that, you like, I got to go to work. Let me get up. So they're up, they're motivated, they're making their shakes, and they're ready to go, as opposed to being sluggish, waking up tired. So you wake up tired, but you have this high impact workout. So you can't be tired. You have to wake up. You force your body to get up and work. So those are some of the things that I have my clients doing.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to stay fit as a New Year's resolution, keeping with your commitment, we are answering your questions. We have 2 professionals here. So now is the time to get some free advice. And the lines are open. And of course, we will be taking those phone calls even after 7:30. So 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before I do go to a break, Cootie, you know, I've heard a lot of trainers say for people that are trying to lose weight to just go to their cabinets and throw out the junk. And some could argue that what Sherelle is suggesting with the alcohol is throwing out the junk. Would you also recommend that?
If you're truly serious, yes. I mean, simply put, you're only as good as your options. And if the options are there, the thing is, as human beings, we're addicted to sugar. So when our bodies, so a lot of times we can open up the cabinet. I talk about this all the time. It's a simple thing as a cabinet or a fridge fast. You open up your cabinet or your fridge sometimes, and it's full of food, and you ever look at it and go, man, there's nothing to eat. The reason is because when you're low on nutrition, your body's looking for sugar. Mm-hmm. So if it just sees spinach, apples, and all that kind of stuff, even there, it's going to pick the option that has the most sugar in it. So if it's a fruit, it's going to pick the fruit. If it sees a Snickers, it'll pick a Snickers. But if it just sees cauliflower, broccoli, spinach, it's going to be like, yeah, there's nothing to eat in here. Water, there's nothing to eat in here, because you need energy. So I would always tell people, you know, if you're going to just go with fruits and vegetables. If you had to start somewhere, start with fruits and vegetables and anything that grows out of the ground, mm-hmm. stuff you can pronounce.
I like that. And I want to talk a little bit more about the nutrition as well as the fitness on the other side. And we are going to start taking phone calls after this break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the phone. You will be able to hear the program. That includes Cherie calling from D.C. You're next. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.